Nobody lived on dead weather but us and the pirates. It wasn't hard to understand why. For one thing, the weather was atrocious. 11 months out of 12, it was brutally hot and humid, with no wind at all. So on a bad day, the air felt like a hot, soggy blanket smothering you from all sides. And the other month was September, which meant hurricanes. Then there was the volcano. It hadn't actually blown in ages, but it belched smoke and shook the earth enough to scare away anybody who might have overlooked the pirates and the weather. The only reason it didn't scare me, even though plenty of things do, was because I'd been born and raised halfway up its slope and didn't know any different. The kid appeared in the small room on the night of July 5th, 2002. Video cameras rolled and the flashbulbs popped, just as if he were making another star turn of the sort he had made so many times throughout his celebrated life. About 30 people were anxiously awaiting the arrival of Ted Williams, the great Teddy Ballgame himself, American icon, blast of the 400 hitters, war hero, world-class fisherman, and a troublemaker with the perfectionist persona. Yet, this was no press conference, no card show, no charity event or meet and greet where Ted would wave and say a few words to his faithful. For he was dead, after all. Quite dead. "Captain Fournier," blurted Sam, thinking too late that this might not be a good time to use real names. The same gravelly voice came on the line. Fournier guessed that the general either had laryngitis or was a heavy smoker. As Fournier held the phone with one hand, scribbling Cassidy's message with the other, a mounting wave of anxiety swept over the young officer. "Well, Fournier, you've done it. You've got yourself in it this time." When Cassidy had finished, the captain took a deep breath. "Yes, sir. I understand the urgency. I'm sending it right now."